Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hi. I have been getting charged $59.89 for something I did not sign up for. I remember back in February, I thought I charged my credit card with $199 for shipping of a iPad, and then I would get further information as to what I was supposed to do. I looked back, my card was never charged for the $199, but I got a $59.89 charge. At that time, I called and had that canceled. It was never canceled, and now I have another charge for $59.89, and I don't even know what it is I'm supposed to be getting because I never got anything.
I completely understand, ma'am. I'm so sorry. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist you. Can you provide me, if you don't mind, can you provide me with the first six and the zip code? I apologize. I was going to ask for the zip code. Can you provide me with the zip code and first and last name on the account, please?
Yeah, 97111 is the zip code.
Okay, and the first and last name associated with that?
The first name is Valley, V-A-L-L-I, and the last name is Church, just like it sounds.
Okay, thank you for that. I've located an account with that information today. So that is with that first and last name and that zip code. Do you mind just verifying the shipping address so I can make sure I have the proper account pulled up?
Yeah, it's 274 South 7th Street. Sorry, we just moved here. Carlton, Oregon.
Okay. Okay, I'm locating an account with information. Okay, I'm locating an account with information. I'm looking over it as we speak, see what you have with us today. Okay. So I'm showing this in regards to the Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app. So this app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy and cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans, recipe guides to eating better and feeling better, ma'am.
Yeah, I never got any of that. I don't know what it is.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I did not.
Yeah. Do you remember ever entering a contest for like an iPad or Dyson's vacuum?
No.
That would have allowed you to place this order, ma'am? Remember entering any type of contest for like an iPad or a Dyson's vacuum?
No, and I didn't get anything, and I didn't get any app or meal plan or anything, and I don't need that because I'm already on a program. So I have no idea what any of this is.
Okay, but you didn't like do a contest for an iPad or anything like that. Okay.
Uh-uh.
Okay, I apologize. I just have to ask these questions. Well, I will be more than happy to assist you get this file as fraud. I do need to verify a couple other things. First thing being, is there currently a dispute with your bank?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll
no,
be more than...
No, I called them, and they said to work it out with you guys.
Okay. But they didn't file a dispute. They just told you to contact us.
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh. No, because if I had, by now it would have been refunded. But they said to call you first.
I understand.
Since I had a number and everything.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and get this taken care of and file this fraud. Now, do you need to verify, I do need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. The local authorities will also verify the location of where this order took place when it was placed online. Would you like me to proceed forward with filing this as fraud?
Yeah.
Okay. I will go ahead and get this filed as fraud. Please stay on the line while I file this as fraud, and I'll be working on your fraud claim and refund. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting this file as fraud, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Uh-huh.
How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's been better. My husband wasn't real happy seeing all this money coming out of the account. And mm-hmm. Neither one of us know what it is.
I understand. Well, I'm so sorry. I hope I'm able to get it corrected for you and...
Yeah, we're on a tight budget.
Okay. Provide me with that. If you don't mind, can I have the... I apologize. Never mind. Yeah, I'm going to have a confirmation number shortly, so just please stay on the line, and I'll have your confirmation regarding your refund.
And is that for both?
Yes, that's going to be a confirmation number for both of them once I'm finished.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were going to go grocery shopping today, and we just realized there's $60 left.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Well, you're going to be getting two refunds back for the fraud claim. So we billed you two times.
How long does that take?
Usually that takes about 3 to 5 business days. I'm voiding. Okay. I said I'm refunding the account back, but it will still take about 3 to 5 business days to even be back on the account, ma'am. It'd be a different story if it was a same-day order or same-day charge. Those usually take no more than... like 3 to 4 hours, depending on your bank. Sometimes it can take up to 5 business days, but usually, even with us giving that time frame, if it's the same day and we just void it out right off, not shortly after it was made, it comes back quicker.
He was just making the grocery list and he checked to see how much was in the account. And he went,
it's going to take about 3 to 5 business days for him to be back in the account once I finish getting it refunded. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, prices are going up so much on everything.
Mm-hmm. Even just mailing stuff.
I know, groceries, gas, everything, prescriptions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's getting harder and harder.
Okay, so I've got this canceled out, and I've got this refunded for you. I have a confirmation number when you're ready.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. That's what I'm here for. Okay. So I have your confirmation numbers here when you're ready, ma'am.
I'm ready.
So your first amount you'll be getting back is going to be on the charge that was billed on 3/28 for $59.89.
Okay.
And that confirmation number is 707.
Mm-hmm. It's 707.
Okay. I'll read that back to you, ma'am. 7-0-9-7-1-0.
Okay, you cut out, so I didn't hear.
Okay, let me repeat that from the beginning. 7-0-9-7.
Okay.
And then it's going to be 7. So after the 7, you're going to have 1-0-3-8-4-4.
Okay, 7-0-9-7-1-0-3-8-4-4.
That is correct.
Okay, and that's for the charge in March. Is that for the charge in March?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's your first refund. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes, I am. I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am, it's going to be. Okay, ma'am, and the confirmation number for this refund of $59.89 is going to be 701-3545-350.
Okay, got it. 701-354-5350. Is that right?
That is correct. Okay, is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you very, very, very much for your help.
Oh, you're welcome, ma'am.
All right, you have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hang up.
Ma'am, is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I'm just trying to hang up the phone. And I can't seem to do it. You can hang up on me.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thanks.
You have a wonderful day. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.